Using God's Gifts as He Wills, March 31. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. NKJV. Many, instead of consecrating their means to God's service, look upon their money as their own, and say that they have a right to use it as they please. Like the inhabitants of the Noachian world, they use God's gifts in their own service. Even some who profess to know and love the Lord do this. God has revealed His will to them. He has called upon them to surrender all that they have to Him, but the love of the world has perverted their will, and hardened their hearts. They refuse to obey Him to whom they owe all that they have. Regardless of His call, they clasp their treasures in their arms, forgetting that the giver has any claim upon them. Thus the blessings given by God are turned into a curse, because a wrong use is made of them. Christ understood the danger of the love of money, for He said, "How hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?" Today He calls upon us to give close attention to our eternal interests. He would have us subordinate every earthly interest to His service. "For what shall profit a man," He asks, "if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul?" God's right to our service is measured by the infinite sacrifice He has made for our salvation. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. For our sake Christ lived a life of sorrow and privation. He was pure and holy, yet on Him was laid the iniquity of us all. With a touch of His hand He healed the sick, yet He suffered grievous bodily pain. He cast out demons with a word, and delivered those bound by Satan's temptations, yet temptations such as have never beset anyone assailed Him. He raised the dead by His power, yet He suffered the agony of a most terrible death. All this Christ suffered for us. What are we giving Him in return? He, the Majesty of Heaven, submitted patiently to scorn and insult. Should we look upon any sacrifice as too great? Should we hesitate to render to God our reasonable service?